The topic is what you thought you knew about Kenneth Cavanaugh. And actually, it's a very exciting topic because, to give you just an example, a sampling, a taste of what Kiddush Levon has to offer in terms of Shalos Teshuvos, we have in Shulchan Aruch, Kiddush Levon, it's Taf Chav Vav. Taf Chav Vav has four Se'ifim. Four Se'ifim. That's it. Now, in this Sefer over here, this is my show and tell. Yeah, Rivos Yovlos. Rivos Yovlos is by Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt from Memphis, now Jerusalem. And his main work is the Rivos Ephraim that he's famous for. It's about 10 or 12 volumes of Shalos Teshuvos. They have like a secondary line going called Rivos Yovlos. Anyway, Rivos Yovlos, it's Shalos Teshuvos in a bit of a different format. Not your traditional type of Shalos Teshuvos. But in this volume, volume 3 of Rivos Yovlos, The first 90-some pages are just Shuktim and Kiddush Levana. 90-some pages. So although I did prepare a lot of exciting stuff this evening, if any kashas, shalos come up, I'm sure we'll find them here, you know, because we covered all the bases. Also, Derek Agav, last week I spoke as a footnote about shaving, the electric shavers. And I said it was a bikula, bikula, bikula. And this week, I saw at the Masas Mordechai Shul on the table, they still have sperm, this little sefer about shaving. And there's pictures, and it's really like interesting. Anyways, because I just thought it was a very, you know, cool coincidence that last week I brought it up. And although I'm guilty as charged, it's at best a kula. It's at best a kula. I maybe it's even a heter. Hector is Manazera, the weakness of our generation. But we'll call it cool anyways. So there's a lot of that in here, and it's around. Everybody needs it or wants it.
Does it recommend any particular brands?
It doesn't. It doesn't go there. Anything he recommends, not shaving at all. That's what he recommends. Anyway. So I found so many nice things. There's definitely not time for everything. So I will jump around a little bit. But it's good to start. Just a bit of a shkafa to get into halacha. We say that saying Kiddush Levana like your makabel pnei hashchina. So what is this all about? That your makabel pnei hashchina. And there's I found about 10 different meforshim on this idea based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Mem Beis. That's where we get our Kiddush Levana from. And I'll share with you two out of the three that I have over here. We'll go to number two. What is Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina? What is this Kiddush Levana and receiving God's presence? So number two from the Yavetz I want to start with. And he says, Shalavana b'chidusha dukva l'shchina. The renewal of the moon is comparable to the divine presence. V'al'yedei ha'bracha shenotnim hoda l'aviyam shebashamayim. Through making a blessing, giving thanks to God in heaven, shebara ha'me'oros li'hanos me'oram, that he made the great luminaries that we benefit from their light. Zen nechshav the Yahweh wants to say, very unique over here, the appreciation of the divine luminaries, of the lights in the sky, that is Kabbalah's Pnei Hashchina. Okay? Somewhat similar, you find in the Bir Halacha in point number three. The Bir Halacha writes, that Kavana, b'ma shamar lahakbil, that which we are talking about receiving the divine presence, through the moon, the Sharei Tzva Shemaim, and the other heavenly bodies, Sheshomrim Tamida Tafkidam, they stick to their order, right? They're put into place, they rise and set, and they move as they're supposed to. Anurovin Gulasu Shadush Baruch Hu. We feel, we see the divine work, okay, the greatness of God, when we see that the luminaries doing what they're supposed to, Mother Nature. He is the true doer. God's doings are all true. What does that mean? Mother Nature is true. God, you know, Mother Nature is maybe not a Jewish term so much because we know it's all God. But to, you know, to put it down a little bit, to dummy it up for the masses, we call it Mother Nature. And that's truth. That's God's work in front of our eyes. Grass growing, sun shining, rising, setting. Shikayemes la'olam, kinyan shenemar v'yamidem lo'ad la'olam. as we say in the prayer, right, the forever. V'klal abrachal kosh baruch levado. L'zlasuch ha'sashom yin levarach l'spal abrach al yedei halvana ha'nirev v'rosav. Of course, we are not praying to any heavenly body. We pray only to God in appreciation of the heavenly bodies, in appreciation of luminaries. So that is somewhat similar, but it emphasizes that, wow, I'm in awe of God. Everything God does is true. Mother Nature is true. The world runs in a cycle that God stands behind it. And appreciating that is Kabbalas Pnei Hashkina. Okay? Now, get into some interesting stuff, some factoids. I want to go to on the other page for a moment to point number 15. And you know, maybe I don't know if you ever thought about this, but if you look in Shulchan Aruch, what do we call it? What are the halakhas over here? Birkat Halavana. But we call it Kiddush Levana, right? The Sfardim all say Birkat Levana, as it says in Shulchan Aruch. Why do we call it Kiddush Levana? And furthermore, the cousin of Kiddush Levana, Birkat HaChama, which we did this past year, it's called Birkat HaChama, not Kiddush HaChama. So we have a bit of a contradiction over here, an inconsistency rather than contradiction. Inconsistency of what is the proper name of this monthly ritual. So look at this very cute, nice teaching in point number 15. The Marashad says like this, my son once asked me, Al kriyat birkat alavana b'shem kiddush levana. What is this that we're calling the monthly ritual kiddush levana? The ma'inyan kiddush yesh b'bracha. What are we sanctifying in our blessing? The gamgem hu lomar the taus nafa v'sfarim with the kriyas ha'olam. You know, it's difficult, but you might be forced to say that this evolution of the word kiddush levana is due to a printer's error. To a printer's error. Atzarek Lamar Chidush Levana. The original wordings of this monthly ritual was called Chidush Levana. The Abracha Hu Al Masha Levana Nitchadesh V'Chol Chodesh. We blessing on renewal. V'Nachal Ta'u Tachat Achet Kuf. The Sfarim eventually it became from Chidush Levana. That Chet somehow grew a foot and was turned into a Kuf, and hence you have Kiddush Levana. Wow, a whole generations and generations of a misnomer, of a misappellation based on printed error. But, amnam, kasha lomar detalosu, this is difficult just to simply write it off saying it's a printer's error. Dehen emetche b'shas, v'chen b'rambam, b'rishonim bo matzinu shikra bracha yibishem kivsovana, although it's true in the shas, and rambam, and rishonim, it's not called Kiddush Levana, aval bedarki Moshe ubeis Yosef uberaman yafronim kvar matzinu kamet pamim alashon shel kiddush al birkat levana. We do see the word kiddush being used for the monthly ritual on the moon. The kasha loymer v'tal seferu v'sheshum echad mina mechaprim mizman ahu ad atal lo yarinu v'tal uskazer. It's difficult to say it's a printer's error because for generations no one's opened their mouth against it, so it must have some inherent legitimacy. לכן היה נראה קצת לומר דקריאת שם זה משתרבד ממנה ממש בזמן שהיה בית המידש קיים. It must be therefore the name Kiddush Levana got mixed in from the days of the Beis HaMikdash. That's pretty way back. וגם קצת אחר כך היו בית המידש החודש. Of course in the times of Beis HaMikdash, even afterwards when we had the real Kiddush HaChodesh. ועל פי זה נשתרבד לומר עכשיו גם על ברכת הלבנה Kiddush Levana. Since the original sanctification of the moon was indeed a process of Kiddush, it was called Kiddush HaLevana, it stuck. The nickname stuck even to the monthly blessing. So that's interesting. What you get out of this is that indeed it may not be the real name. This monthly ritual, it may not be Kiddush Levana, maybe Birkat Levana. Perhaps it might be because of a printer's error. It seems to be the most logical, but there are, you know, it's difficult to say that because for generations no one said it. And so maybe Kiddush Levana was to remember the Beis HaMikdash and Zecher the Kiddush HaChodesh, the true Kiddush HaChodesh. Okay? I got a lot of notes over here. I didn't get everything in the paper. There wasn't enough room. But the latest time for saying Kiddush Levana, here's something interesting. There's a machlokes how long you have to say Kiddush Levana. So, let's say that it's generally accepted you have 15 full days. Not everyone agrees to that. You should do it earlier, of course. But you have 15 full days. Now, when you have a stuff, whether you should say Kiddush Levana or not, because the deadline might have passed. So I saw in Sfarim like this. What you should do is you should open up the Gemara in Sanhedrin Membeis and read the entire passage of Kiddush Levana, which includes the bracha. And when you learn, you're allowed to say Hashem's name, and therefore you could sneak in Kiddush Levana if you think you might have missed a deadline, but not totally. In fact, the Shulchan Aruch's wording is you have 16 full days, but everyone says it doesn't mean 16 full days, it means 15 full days. And people say it doesn't really mean 15 full days, it means 15 days from the Molad and not from the new month. So in any event, when you have a suffix, what you should do, as far as given Eitzah, is to learn the passage of Kiddush Levana, and there, through your study, you will have said Kiddush Levana with Hashem's name, and you've covered all your bases, because if it was meant to be a bracha, okay, you got it. If it was meant to be limud, you got it. On that same thought, what's the earliest time to say Kiddush Levana? So the halacha generally is you have the first 3 days. You have to wait 3 days to say Kiddush Levana. Shulchan Aruch says 7 days. You have the Achorim says Rizim Maktim, and whatever it might be. But really, the Rishonim all say almost unanimously, Pe'echad, Mikra Din, you can say Kiddush Levana the second you see the new Molad. But this idea of a minimum of 3 days evolved because we were worried you might mistake the moon for a cloud. Therefore, we said, we're going to wait till you're sure it's a moon, and then you can say the bracha. But if someone went and said Kiddush Levana before 3 days, you know, it's pasha, you wouldn't have to say it again because you were with Kiddush Levana. And that's a bit of a misconception why we wait 3 days. There's no inherent holiness of 3 days. They were worried, especially in Europe, right? You might, you know, mix a cloud cover for the new moon and make a blessing on the cloud as you bracha l'tala. But Iker Adin, you would be allowed to say it immediately. Also, that being said, there's some confusion that even according to normative halacha, where you do wait a minimum of 3 days, it doesn't mean the third day into the month. It means 3 days after the molad. Very often, the molad could be up to 2 days before Rosh Chodesh, which means sometimes, Beis L'Chodesh, today, right, Beis L'Chodesh, you would be able to say Kiddush Levana. Okay, it does happen. The molad and aleph of the month don't always coincide. And not at all. Again, we have a fixed calendar, but it's not always working with the moon to the day. So remember, the 3 or 7 days that you say Kiddush Levana, that you wait to say Kiddush Levana, is from the Molad, not from Rosh Chodesh. Okay.
Where did Sfarim get the week from?
I'm sorry?
Where did Sfarim get the week from?
Get the what from?
Week, instead of 3 days.
Why is it?
Being extra careful?
I don't remember. I don't know why the Mechaber was marked on 3 days. Let's see if someone
comments.
Yeah, yeah, the Shulchan Aruch says you gotta wait 7 days, absolutely. Absolutely. Here's the last if, Sif Dalid. Eina barkin aleihad shi avru shiva yomim aleha. And Mishnah Berurah says, Rav Achronim tzigi al zeh, most disagree. You don't have to wait 7 days, 3 days is enough, he says. Don't remember. Anyone know? Nobody came across it. Why the Mechaber says 7 days? I don't know. I think it might be to have better benefit from the light of the moon. That's what I think. I'll write a lot of
us.
Yeah.
You want to see a...
Might be able to get more benefit from the light of the moon.
Bigger moon.
Right.
As if like a little...
Right. Well, you want to be able to enjoy the light of the moon. Not that you can see the moon.
It's already halfway there.
On that thought, let's go to point 14. 13 first. 13, 14 are together.
That's not such a kiddush if you're waiting so long. You're making a bracha of Hadesh Hadashim. If you wait so long, it's not Hadash anymore.
Yeah, 7 days is still called Hadash, equally. 3 to 7 is still called Hadash.
You're allowed to do it, but they wait for the
moon. Yeah.
It's not only smart in not smart enough to necessarily.
Some proceedings say wait a week?
Yeah.
Yeah, could be. No, you're a very Hatachama guy, and the sheet doesn't hold. You can say it's a Chatzos Hayom because that's still it's still Chadash. It's still a Chadash of the sun. Those who. Yeah, you agree? Those who allowed to chatzot hayom berkat hachama, they said because still chadash until chatzot hayom, right? As they can down shabbos and chatzot, right? Right. So still chadash till 14 days, right? So the full, the whole 14 days, you still have a din chadash. You don't have a din zrizim anymore by the 13th to 14th day. We still have a din chadash on the moon. But the question is, can you say kriyas havana before night? Okay, that's what 13 and 14 is all about. We just spoke about the power of the moon being able to benefit from the light of the moon. Do you have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim, or can you say it after Shkia, or can you say it in the morning after Elos HaShachar? Let's see. The Aruch HaShulchan, I mean, it's also a Shulchan Aruch, close if I'm saying, but the Shulchan Aruch also mentioned this. I just took out the Aruch HaShulchan over here for you. And he said like this, Ein HaKadosh HaLevana Ela B'Laila Mamish. You have to wait till after Tzeis, it has to be Mamish night. V'Sh'ash Yizorachat, when it's shining, V'Neheni Me'ora, you benefit from the light of the moon. V'Lo Kodem Alayla, not before night, that means not before Tzeis HaKochavim. The Be'inan Shetzehez Richaso Nikeres Ala Aretz, you have to have the light being able to be seen off the ground. V'Hainu She'yesh B'Menat Sel, and some kind of shade also being aroused from the light of the moon. Okay, so that is the normative opinion. Okay, that is normative halacha. You wait till night, but there are those who say you don't have to be benefiting from the light of the moon to the extent that you have to see it on the ground. So for that example of those school of thought, those shittos, I brought you the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim writes like this: Shenira de lav dapra shetani keres al gabe karka al shel chaser al ap al gab da dain eno nikersham, even though it's not being reflected off the ground. Kibun shizrichaso nikeres mina chalon. You could still see the moon from the window. El toch habayit, you see it in the house, right? It's onto the curtains, the blinds, the carpet, whatever it might be. Shapir da'le berechaleah. You can make a bracha. That's called enjoying the light of the moon, benefiting from the light of the moon. Omash etzarit lahanos me'ora. That which we say you have to benefit from the light. Skip the brackets. Masha'eri bochiach she'en ha'kavana el shetem me'ira betuv. Aval lo shetzarit she'nehene me'ora mamish. That's what he says. You got to be able to see its light. To be able to clearly see its light, but you don't need some kind of like full enjoyment from the light of the moon.
Matt the Sparty is now saying he doesn't care as much about the
interesting. That's interesting. It's a nice observation. Yeah, it seems to go against the base Yosef, the Shulchan Aruch. If I remember correctly, yeah, he wants you to have more benefit from the sun to the moon. The Kaf HaChaim saying the benefit of the moon is not so me'ake. Anyways, in Eretz Yisrael, we're talking about a whole difference of 7 or 8 minutes, you know, 13 minutes. You have the Tzeis of the Gaonim, well, that's 18 minutes, but there's a sheet of 13 minutes. So, it's more academic than anything, but it could be that if you, you know, after Alos HaShachar, it's between, you know. Though everyone would agree before Shkia, you can't. I would think so, from my research. The Oroch HaShulchan is after Tzeis. Kaf HaChaim seems to say Bein HaShemashos would be okay. Whereas the Shulchan Aruch clearly says Bein HaShemashos is not good. Okay, and the Aruch HaShulchan makes it very clear.
Kaf HaChaim is talking about the
it appears to me,
day, or is talking about like you have to have enough from the cloudy and things like that.
Okay, you could
maybe from indoors.
I don't think it's a Havamina by any of the Sfarim that you can say before Shkia. I didn't pick up such a gisha anymore. Question is,
nobody's not talking about cloudy or not cloudy.
No, I didn't get into that tonight. Actually, we have nothing about the clouds here, really. I don't want to get into that. But what was I going to say about this? What was I going to say? I had a good thing on my tongue now. I forgot what it was. But it comes out that we're talking about Bein HaShemashos or not. Before Bein HaShemashos, no one says it's okay. And same thing with after Alos, so it's the same Bein HaShemashos over there at night as you have in the morning after Alos. Okay, let's go back to point number four. An interesting thing is why we only make a bracha on the moon and not other works of creation that we do ourselves on a regular basis, right? Good question. Only the moon. We don't make the special bracha on comets. We don't make a bracha on the sun as often as you might think we should. We don't make a bracha on any other celestial body or any phenomenon. So it says like this from the Levush, Tashav says, Nitkana bracha zu al levana v'lo tzolak v'chavim. Only on the moon, not other bodies. Why? The fish shebet nuat al levana rohi maaseh Hashem. The movements of the moon, you really see the work of God. You see His might more than anything else. Which is true, the moon is the most active body, right? It's alive. it's always changing every single night. It's really, much more wow than anything else. Sheit nuasam nireis kolkach mot nuas alavana. Any other changes in the sky are not as noticeable as the moon. Shakol roim shemit nanea. Makepes kol arakia bechol chodesh. Vilanu kekabos hashchina bechol chodesh. Okay? That's why the moon... It's somewhat related to why we make bracha on Atilas Hadassim and Aravos. We just say on Atilas Lulav. Because a Lulav is the most dominant piece from the bundle. And we make the bracha on the most dominant thing. Perhaps, you can take a connection to this. The moon is the most dominant thing.
Okay. You can answer why you wouldn't say on a comet, though. Because a comet is...
But you do say, I'll say my
separation
on a comet.
Than a moon.
Yeah, you say, but the comet, it's not anything for Hidush. It's not a comparable case because there's lightning and the sun, there's comets and there's earthquakes. And
doesn't mean the bracha has to be on the Hidush. It just has to be a bracha on these celestial bodies that are not as common. You're saying that there's nothing more active than the moon, so that's why we make a bracha on the moon and not the other things.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's not because of the Hidush of the moon. That's just because it's an active thing. We make a bracha on it. But if you were to see a comet. I don't know, I think that's a lot more exciting than the moon.
Right, but the bracha category of a comet is much more lower than the elaborate category and, liturgy of the moon blessing. And a moon is constant and the comets are once in a while. So you see God's hand more often through the moon through other works of creation.
You say bracha,
Osama Zareya,
comets,
and lightning. Right. Well, Osama Zareya is like Shapo Nibaro, see everything bracha. In fact, you said Osama Zareya on the moon. If you don't see it all of any level whatsoever, I think it's a mess of Bereshis because God is renewing the works of creation. That's why it's a mess of Bereshis. So that's a good question. If you'll be Yotzi B'dieva, someone said, oh, it's a mess of Bereshis.
Only 2 minutes left, you have 15 days. You have time for one more.
Yeah, fast go. Okay. Number five, is gigantic. Number five is just gigantic, but why don't women, should women say Kiddush Levana? So that is a huge one. There's many pages on that. So I brought, for a taste, Magen Avraham. And so what does Magen Avraham say about women and Kiddush Levana? He says like this. Hevi divrei ashla, he brings down the shla, shekasav shekiddush levana mitzvah aseh shazman grama. That is the most often cited answer. It's a mitzvah shazman grama, so women are potter. Women don't have to say it. Afal gav demikayim was called mitzvahs aseh kegon sukkah. Women do fulfill sukkah, mulav, and shofar, right? Yikomako mitzvah zu ein mekayim mitzvah shem garmu pegam halvana. So why is this mitzvah shem grama different from all other mitzvah shem grama? Because in this mitzvah shem grama, women are guilty. They cause the deficiency of the moon, and therefore they keep away. In kategor yasas an eger, maybe.
Why did they
cause the deficiency? That was through the sin of Chava. One of the curses of Chava.
What?
Yeah. There's a relation between Chava and the deficiency of the moon getting smaller every month. Actually, I saw the Kasha being asked that the moon thing happened before Chava. It happened on the fourth day of creation. We have the midrash of the sun and the moon fighting, right? But anyways, it's attributed to Chava. In number six, related to the women issue, the Shavus Yaakov. I didn't get it on the paper, but I'll tell you about Baal Peh. The Shavus Yaakov says like this. Was in a shaila, he was asked by a person sitting Shiva. A person was sitting Shiva, and he was going to miss his man Kiddush Levana. So he asked the Shavus Yaakov, if I say Kiddush Levana or not. The Shavus Yaakov tells him, no, you shouldn't, because Kiddush Levana takes simcha. It takes simcha. You're an Abba, you don't have the simcha needed to say Kiddush Levana. So he says, wants to say over there, that women are sad, that they cause the deficiency of the moon, where they're lacking the needed simcha to make the bracha Kiddush Levana. That's another answer. A third answer is kofuda basmelch pnima. Anything that's outside, women don't do. That's in number eight. I have that in bigger depth. I'm sure Rabbi Goldreich will nail us on Birkat HaChama when the women all went out to Birkat HaChama. Right? It's a contradiction here. You're going to see. What? Right. Oh, so you'll see number eight over here. Right. But no one buys that. Women went out en masse. You'll see, we're going to see now number 8, a bunch of interesting kashas that stem from the Divrei Shalom over here in point 8. Shevi tam zem yisefer likutei sofer, bekom mitzvos hanohagos veshukim uberechobot, nashim nina'ot. Any mitzvah that's outside in public, women avoid doing. Mishum tzniyus ein anashim mevarchus al kiddush hachama. Therefore, he says over here, because of tzniyus, women don't say kiddush hachama, by the way. Note the wording over here, not kiddush hachama. Kiddush hachama, vechen kiddush levana, which we see not like that, that women all went without exception to make a big birkat levana this year. Achtama diimken amay b'rosh hashanah ochos anashim tashuk. You can then ask, you know, if you want to say that, you also have tashuk to deal with. Women go to tashuk. So listen to what he says. We let the women go for Tashuk on Rosh Hashanah. Listen to this. You have fear. You have Yerush Shamayim on Rosh Hashanah. We're not worried about any inappropriate mingling at Tashlich. Okay? The loyal bow, they preach us, you won't come to preach us. So, good morning. Why do we have Bahav, right? Why do we have all the Rabbanim say the women shouldn't go to Tashlich? They should be separate out of Tashlich. Here he seems to say, Kirish Levana and Birkat Hachama is your problem. Tashlich is not a problem. The women go to Tashlich with everyone else. There's a Yer Sadin. There's a
Yer Sadin.
It's where you go to Tashlich. Mashma over here, going alone, it's Pashut that you can go alone anytime. So you have to say, it's talking about going out with everyone like we do Birkat Levana, we go out with everyone. So he wants to say exactly the opposite of what we were knowing today. Say that women shouldn't go to Birkat Hachama because of Tznius. Right? It's an outside thing, they don't do it. But Tashlich, it's okay because of Yerush Shamayim. We say just the opposite. This year, everyone, all women went out without a problem to Birkat Hachama, but everyone says for Tashlich, women and men should have separate hours. Exact opposite we see over here.
Did all women go out for Birkat Hachama?
Bashita, yes. I mean, yeah. Did everyone make it out with the babies? Maybe not. Bashita, yes, everyone. Across the board. Across the board.
Women go out places that they had separate standing places.
Yeah. The separate standing places, but it was across the board. And he was out here, Yerush Shamayim, Imas Adin, and why do we have Bahab? Okay, so Bahab is what we're sukkis. Okay, fine. But whatever, it's just the opposite of what we do today. I thought it was very interesting. That's why I wanted to make sure I got it right here. Okay. And here you have the Me'iri. By the way, the Gemara is much more the woman should say Kiddush Levana. Before we get to, we're getting to all this far, let's get that back to the basics. Because the Gemara brings down the Nusach of the Brachos, and one of the Nusachos is Baruch Mechadesh Chadashim. That's it. No Bracha. No Hashem B'maro Barash Chakim. None of it. Baruch Mechadesh Chadashim. The Gemara says, wait a minute, it's an easy Bracha. The Gemara says, that's what women say. Okay, so Marsha says, what does it mean, that's what the women say? Marsha says, women can't remember more than that. Okay, but in our day and age, when we have the Siddur, and women could see it, so according to the Gemara, and at least the Marsha, another Rishonim, it's Marsha that women should be saying it. That's the Gemara. And we have over here in point number 9, the Me'iri says, similar thing, I take off from the Gemara. So he says, Haroi Levana b'chidusha mevara b'chad Hashem, okay, Mechalam, Asher, b'mamaro, b'rash, hakim, etc. B'nashim, v'am ya'art, she'inam yodim levara b'barachim b'chad Hashem, Kirim al-Khalam Khadish Khadashim. Here he puts Al-Kirim al-Khalam. I think the Gemara didn't even have Al-Kirim al-Khalam. I think it was just below Shem al-Makhus. Anyways, as Amiri says, Veshut Yabi Omer, Achar Shavia Chita Samiri, Kasat Mukach Medvar, Shanashim, Varch, Birkat al-Vana, the Kitzur, that Rabbi Avadya Yosef, of all people, says that women should say Birkat al-Vana, at least the Kitzur. The Maisa today, women are not meant to say this at all. Actually, it says Kirish al-Vana is the rule that get married. Maybe we should have single girls saying it. It says very clearly, the answer Rabbi Greenblatt brings in the voice of Ephraim in Chelek Hay, for the Segula, for single people, take Kiddush Levana with Kavana, to Segula to get married. Okay? Number 7, it's in a long Minchas Yitzchak, another approach, if women should take Kiddush Levana or not. Okay. Point number 11, binoculars, glasses. Maybe there should be a problem saying Kiddush Levana with glasses on. You're not seeing the moon directly. So he brings over here from Tiferes Yisrael, Maseches Negayim, when the Kohen has to look at different Negayim. Le'inyan Rias Negayim Shekasav Shelchayr Kohen Zaken She'einav Chalashos, an older fellow, his eyes are weak. Ve'einu Yachol Yeros Yafeh Rach Leidei Ashashi Shekorin Mishkafayim. He needs glasses. Ve'rak Al Yad Yada, Yere Yafe, only through the glasses, you can see well. Roshe, Liro, Sonega, you can go paskin from looking at it with the glasses. Dare Amru, Bibrachos, Cafe, De Erba, Bashashish, Asur. Looking at a woman who's not properly dressed is forbidden, even though you have glasses. You might think it's a chatzitza. You're not really looking at it, it's glasses. The answer is no. It's a valid looking. Okay, so Asur, Koskriachma, Kenegda, Dixibler, Rebucha, Erba, Stavar. Okay, so you see over here, Pharisees, Israel, and others say the glasses is not a problem. But they make a distinction between glasses and binoculars. Close to say you can't say Kiddush Levana through binoculars. Why? Because glasses help you see something clearer. Binoculars help you see it closer. So the Sfarim do differentiate between that. But then I saw this, this story, you know, Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein of Bnei Brak, he has all these like really funny, cool types of halachic issues that come to him, the answers in all the different farm that he has out. I'll tell you something about Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein in a second, very nice story. But what I saw, he said like this, someone asked him a question, Rabbi Zilberstein, I'm in the hospital in Nisan. Right, and I never missed Birkat Ilanot my whole life, and he was a very, very old man. What do? I can't say Birkat Ilanot, I'm in the hospital. So Rabbi Zilberstein answered back to him, take binoculars, look through your binoculars, find a tree through your binoculars, you can make the bracha. Anyway, so he, we see that he holds that binoculars is okay. But the most farms seem to say, most of them say not like that. But Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein, he said it was okay for Birkat Ilanot. Lachar, it should be the same thing for Birkat Levana. So, you know, I'll tell you guys, Rabbi Yitzhak Zilberstein, I say it for his credit, not for my credit, but I sent him my most recent Sefer. I want to get a skama for my next Sefer. So I sent him a nice letter, I sent him my Sefer, and I said, you know, I would like to get a skama from the Rav. A nice basic letter. So he sent me back a letter that his eyes are no good. That's what he sent me. This week, it happened. He sent me back in his own handwriting. His eyes are no longer good. He's going to stop giving haskamas. But he sent me a check for 50 shekels to pay for my book. He says, it was very nice you sent me your safer, and here's a check to cover all your costs. That's a tzaddik. I mean, that's a, you know, how much spine must get, you know, Rav Yitzhak Zilberstein, you know? That's a good old. Anyways, I didn't cash a check. I'm keeping that check like I keep a dollar from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, you know? I'm keeping that check, I'm not cashing it. Show my grandchildren, Rav Zilberstein sent me a check to pay for my safer. Okay. Next story, let's take the next thing. Dancing Jewish Kish Levana is very important. This is in Shulchan Aruch. Okay? In Canada, we got away with it because it was so cold sometimes, right? We used to say to dance outside at night. But people miss this, I don't know what it is, but the Ramah says very clearly, and I want to read you his Lashon. Osim Smachos Verikudim Bekirush HaKodesh Dugmat Simchat Nisuin. We have to dance at the Kish Levana like a wedding. Okay, this dancing of Kish Levana is a very important component. You're receiving Hashem's presence. That's what you're dancing for. You're dancing because you're greeting God, and that's worth the Simcha in itself. So dancing is very important. But then I saw in the Svarim, Rivos Yovos, among other places, is can you dance after Kish Levana during the 9 days? Okay, and other times when you shouldn't be singing or dancing. So he brings from Avishua Nuvort, the Shmir Shabbos Kuchasso and Bait Vegan. They said like this, that although there are some that say you shouldn't dance during the 9 days, there are those that say that, you should not sing. So he says like this, Rav Neuwirth says, if you can make a sim masechet and have a sudas mitzvah, which always includes singing, if not dancing, then for sure you should be able to have singing and dancing, lechatzchila, even during Kirish Levan during the 9 days. That's what Rav Neuwirth says.
No, we wait anyway till after 9 days?
Does everyone wait till after Tisha B'Av?
I think the gross that you should do it before.
Right, there is a sheet to do before, huh? Yeah, same thing before Yom Kippur. You know, you're not supposed to have a chasam, you know, Yom Kippur, because the Ema said that you shouldn't have simcha.
She tossed on. Yeah. She did the whole thing to do it during the 9 days. Well, you're not sharing your simcha anyway, so go ahead and dance.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, point number 16. Always wear nice clothes, right? So the Ramah, also the Ramah, Kishimekachin, Osa, Bechol, Yeshalvosh, Begadim, Noim. But if you're making Kish Levana during the week, you should make sure you're wearing nice clothes as well. It's going to greet the king. Right, whether you do it Motzei Shabbos, in fact, you could say, to some extent, we do it Motzei Shabbos out of convenience. And that's the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch HaMechaber. We do it out of convenience because that's when we're dressed in our nice clothes. But derech agav, once you're dressed in your nice clothes, say Kish Levana. But pashtus, you could say Kish Levana any day of the week. And if you do, you make sure you're wearing nice clothes. If you're going to meet the president, whatever it might be, you should wear the same type of clothes to go meet God. We pray Chadash, Kasa, Dechen, Roy, Linhog, the Pachot, Lvosha, Kapota. Supposed to be Kapota, Shal Shabbos. You should wear your Shabbos, Kapota. Right, Vayim, Vesef, Zichon, Yehuda, the Maram Ash, Lavash, Bide, Shabbos, Kish Levana. He was making Kish Levana during the week. He would go out and put on the Shabbos clothes. He'd go home and put the Shabbos clothes. Ubedarki Moshe, Hachadash, Huva, Sheken, Nag, Maram, Shik. Okay, Rabbi Kodesh, Marin, Rechmiel, Moshe, Nikoshnitz. Okay, but he says Eino Hagen Ken. But I don't know why he says Eino Hagen Ken. According to the sheet, you have to wear nice clothes when you daven. They should, the pasha, you should be wearing nice clothes when you say Kesh Levana. So maybe you don't have to put on Shabbos clothes, but to wear something nice as you would for davening, that would seem to stim. But we have in the works for future weeks all about hats and jackets. You need hats and jackets during davening. It'll take me a couple weeks to get it together. There's a lot out there. But it's
just not as much. It's not as just saying in the Hadi Shabbos but still like any other Brahma or Davin.
Right. Yeah, that's how what I get out of it also. Okay. Here's a good one.
But you're saying that the origin of saying it on Matzah Shabbos is only because of this?
Not only. A major reason for it is. Also, Besimcha, Matzah Shabbos. That's also another reason. It says like this. It's when you smell good. By the way, this is a big thing of mine. Mubusum. You should have cologne on. You're first supposed to have cologne, smell good for Shabbos. It's a gemara, brachos. I think it's that membeis and brachos discusses where Talmud Chacham should have cologne perfume or not. It's a very interesting discussion about the membeis and brachos. The Rishonim and Achram come out differently. However, I want to bring a raya from here that it says mevusim. And the Ibn Ezra, to Sefer Rut, in Perek Gimel, says that it's a derech of gedolim to have clothes and perfumes for Shabbos. Ibn Ezra says a derech of gedolim to make sure they have special colognes, perfumes for Shabbos.
Is that the Muhammad you're reporting from?
Yeah, that's the Muhammad.
The Sfarim, I think, often they'll have like a doa, though, they couldn't get a cologne in everyone's hands.
Yeah?
For a doa.
Yeah?
When I've been in Syrian show, they've been exclusively everyone's hands.
Oh, yeah? Because making a bracha on cologne is itself a shashayla. You make a bracha for him and Sanim on cologne.
They do. I don't know what it is, but
it's something new. Yeah. But, that's a plug for Hugo Boss perfume cologne. If you have your duty free shop, you want to buy some nice cologne, save it for Shabbos. That way, the holiday is something you can have cologne on. Why do we say Leinu after Kiddush Levana? So maybe something new over here in point number 17. Haminah Lomar Leinu Shabbat after Kiddush Levana, Ubavodas Akkodesh B'mora Be'etzba Os Kuf Tzadik, Kasov, Sheminah Zeni Spashet B'Vlidas. It was by accident. One Shita says we say Leinu after Kiddush Levana by accident. Okay? Omnam Ayin B'Dukhe Kedim Arich, Haminah Zehuva B'Sidah Reb Shabtai, Vatanya, v'chen nagu kol gdoli ador, rizpashat aminag minosenu, v'chen b'sefer ruach haim, oshimu mekayim aminag. V'sefer avodah saboyra kosav tam laminag, v'fi she'omro, p'nei Yeshua ki p'nei halavana. We say that Moshe is p'nei hachama, and Yeshua is p'nei halavana, right? We have one, Yeridus Adoros. So Yeshua is great, but there's no Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was compared to the sun, Yeshua was compared to the moon. And guess what? Aleinu Shabeach Yoshua Tiknu. Yoshua wrote the Aleinu that we have today. Ulukute Ma'arich Osif Otam Kibben Shispalu Revachtu Neged Alvana Uleishloi Nirakilu Chaz Hashem Odim Levana Lezoz Orim Aleinu. Another reason is Aleinu is we declare our allegiance to God. People might think, or you might think, that you were praying to the moon when you said Kiddush Levana. Therefore we say Aleinu to reinforce to ourselves we pray only to God and not to the moon. But that's an interesting thing. I have one of those two were new to you because I think it was, Yeshua made Aleinu and therefore he's compared to the moon. We bless the moon, we say Aleinu. Hence the connection. saying Shalom Aleichem, I didn't get everything on the page. But saying Shalom Aleichem during Kiddush Levana, we say Shalom Aleichem. Why we say Shalom Aleichem? So, two reasons I saw. One is this Kiddush Levana is greeting Hashem. So two, the Jewish people are Hashem's children. We have to show respect to them as well. We have to greet our fellow Jews, Shalom Aleichem. Greeting God, greeting our fellow Jews, showing respect to our fellow Jews. We're all God's children. The Father is happy when His children will greet each other kindly, right? B'Shalom. Another reason is that Kiddush Levana also asks for the downfall of our enemies. We pray that our enemies will be destroyed. Therefore, when we pray for destruction, bad for one group, one nation, we want to pray for good for another nation. That's our nation. We pray Shalom Aleichem, you should have peace. Okay? It's a time check. We have a few more minutes. We'll go to point number 12. Point number 12 is the importance of being under the sky and not saying it indoors. So that's from the Levush. Let's see what he says about under the sky. Yesh li zayir shalom lamo debayit o tachat agad kashikadesh halavana. Better not to be in the house or under any roof when you make Kiddush Levana. Why? Kemekabo pnecha vero o rabo hagado imenu. Ain't no member of beis mekablo. And when the president, your friend, your rabbi, whatever it might be, is coming to greet you, you don't stay in the house to greet him. You go out to greet him. Al yotze kenegdo chutz lebeiso lichvodo mekablo. You leave your house to go honor him. But we said over and over again, the Kiddush Levana is greeting God. So you gotta look good, dress good, be besimcha. Go out to the open, greet God, say it properly. Another answer why you should say it outdoors and not indoors is because we're worried about Tumas Ohel. It's a bit of a shared explanation, and very, you know, slightly Kabbalistic as well. But when you say Kiddush Havana, you're greeting God. You want to be in the most pure, you know, possible terms. And if you have an ohel, you're under a tree, you're under a roof, and there's something tummy underneath, you'll be tummy along with it. We want to avoid that for Kiddush Havana. I saw this part, I want to ask a very big kasha on this explanation, because why Kiddush Havana and nothing else? We won't see any concern for ohel. But that's one of the reasons given, that you want to ensure complete purity and not be made impure due to Tumas Ohel. Blind people. Should blind people say Kiddush Levana? So you have over there in point number 10 on the front side of the page. So regarding blind people, I found myself the Marshal and the Shvus Yaakov. And the Marshal says, yes, a blind person may and should recite Kiddush Levana even though he has no benefit from the moon. Why? Because it's not merely benefit from the moon, but as we mentioned in other sources, it's appreciation of creation. It's showing thanks to God for the creation, and that a blind person could say as well. Just like a blind person daven shacharis every morning and says Yotzer HaMeoros, Yotzer Ora Vorachoshe, right? A blind person daven shacharis, he makes the bracha. So too Kiddush Levana. What?
Pekach Ivrim.
Sorry?
Even the bracha Pekeach Ivrim.
Right, that, yes, yeah. The question is why over there he says Pekeach Ivrim? Because he's being able to see through other means, the guide dog or people helping him. Here it's a step more than that. Here it's a blessing of thanksgiving for the moon, irrelevant whether you enjoy the light. By Pekeach Ivrim, you're saying it because there's still some benefit being derived, although in a roundabout way. Here we're going further. Even if you get no benefit, you still say it. Okay? Like we said, a blind person says shacharis every morning, and in there you have Yotzer HaMeoros. Same thing, it's a blessing on creation, not necessarily on the benefit that the Maoros of the sky give you. But the Shvus Yaakov vehemently disagrees and says, no, no benefit from the moon, you don't say the bracha. And the Bir Halacha, in the Shulchan Aruch over here, says like this, in order, because of the dispute, you should have someone be motzi you. A person who's blind should have someone be motzi him in order to avoid the suffering. Then, based on this idea, I saw, why don't we have Roy Bam Hadras HaMelech? One person should make Kiddush Levana on behalf of everybody and be Yotzi that way. I didn't get into it in such detail, but the idea is knocked down for whichever reason, I don't remember right now. But the kasha is asked that it should be one for everyone, just like we make Kiddush Friday nights or other brachas. One is motzi many. Here too, you would think one should be motzi many, but it's not like that, and everyone should make their own bracha. Something to make you smile. We'll end on something to make you smile over here. The Derech Siach of Rav Chaim Kamenetsky. Several volumes of things people ask him. Anyways, in volume 1 of Derech Siach, is it Sicha or Siach? Sicha. Derech Sicha, volume 1. He says over there from his father that Kiddush Havana is a gula to get well from toothaches. You have a toothache? Toothaches. Ko'ev Shinaim, say Kiddush Havana. What's the segula? It says over there like this. This is what you should do if you have a toothache. When you say Kiddush Havana, kach lo yuchlu ko'evai lingoya bila ra'a, and then you add, v'lo yeli ko'ev Shinaim. That's what it gets from the stipe from his father, to say, add in these words, right? Kach lo yuchlu ko'evai bila ra'a, v'lo yeli ko'ev Shinaim. Not only that, but he says from his father also, you can say it on behalf of someone else. Someone else you know has a toothache, have them in mind, and you say, Velo ye ko'ev shinaim.
He might be asking more than you realize. He might be asking for no dental dentist at all.
Yeah. Okay, we'll stop here. Shkoyach. Hope you learned something new here tonight. Like I said, there's 90 pages of this stuff. 90 pages of Shutim on Kiddush Levana. Yeah, so.